President Bush announces a new national strategy for homeland security today. In a summary released last night, the Bush administration warns that if no action is taken, the nation could face a new wave of terrorism, potentially involving the world's deadliest weapons. And it says a new federal Department of Homeland Security is crucial. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
In an open letter to accompany his new strategy, President Bush says Homeland Security is a shared responsibility. He calls on individuals, businesses, and government to work together to reduce the nation's vulnerability to attack. Much of the 100-page strategy is a compilation of actions the administration's already taken or proposed since 9/11, but it's the first time it's been pulled together into a comprehensive plan. Lawmakers have been asking to see such a strategy spelled out as they consider whether to create a new government agency. Among other things, the strategy calls for an assessment of critical assets such as bridges, power grids, and computer systems, and a national plan to protect them. It calls for restructuring the FBI, better information sharing throughout the government, increased security for shipping containers, and expanded extradition agreements with other nations. The plan also calls for improvements in the ability to detect nuclear and chemical weapons and says the nation's vaccine stockpiles should be enlarged. Appearing yesterday before a House Select Committee, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge said the nation will remain at risk of attack for the foreseeable future. He said terrorists choose their targets deliberately and rely on the elements of speed and surprise.
Protecting ourselves, therefore, requires that we be flexible and nimble as well, with the ability to quickly spot the gaps and move just as quickly to fill them. It requires improved coordination and communication between all levels of government and every sector of society. And it requires something else, a thorough knowledge of our enduring vulnerabilities.
Ridge told the Select Committee the proposed Department of Homeland Security is a critical component. But last week, several regular House committees proposed major changes to the administration's plan. They voted not to move the Coast Guard, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, part of the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and other programs into the new department. Ridge said the administration could live with some changes, but that the Coast Guard and FEMA need to be in the new agency.
The president's proposal would build on FEMA's all-hazard capabilities and very strong intergovernmental relationships to improve our response to a terrorist event. It is absolutely critical that the Federal Emergency Management Agency be housed within the new department.
Many lawmakers are concerned that bringing these agencies into a huge new department will limit their ability to carry out more traditional functions, such as responding to natural disasters. But Ridge argued the opposite is true, that strengthening the agencies to deal with terrorism would better equip them to do other things. More troublesome for lawmakers is a proposal to allow the new Secretary of Homeland Security to move money around between different programs without congressional approval. House and Senate appropriators are adamantly opposed. Majority Leader Dick Armey, who chairs the Select Committee, told Ridge the White House would have little choice but to compromise on this provision.
You've already acknowledged your familiarity with the mood and attitudes of the appropriators, and you must be aware that it's not likely that that's going to happen.
Armey suggested the secretary might be given such spending flexibility only while the new department is being set up. Ridge said the administration's also talking with lawmakers about how the Customs Service and the Immigration and Naturalization Service will be structured in the new department. Democrat Martin Frost of Texas warned Ridge that lawmakers need to be able to debate their concerns.
I think it's very important that all of our colleagues feel they've been treated fairly at the end of this process, that they have the opportunity to be heard, that the House work its will, and then I think we can come together and create the department on a truly bipartisan fashion.
The House Select Committee plans to come up with a bill by Friday for the full House to vote on next week. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.